From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. There's a heightened military presence in central Cairo today as Egypt's government braces for a mass demonstration planned for tomorrow. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo says thousands of anti-government demonstrators have gathered in the city's central square again today.
We've seen a whole disparate group of people here in the square today. We've seen members of the banned Muslim Brotherhood. They are participating in the march. We've seen young activists. We've seen older members of faculty of universities, dentists, doctors, laborers. There's a real cross-section of society here that has converged on this square from different backgrounds. The one unifying idea is that they want Hosni Mubarak out.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the Obama administration supports a transition to genuine democracy in Egypt.
I want the Egyptian people to have the chance to chart a new future. It needs to be an orderly, peaceful transition to real democracy, not faux democracy like the elections we saw in Iran 2 years ago.
And Clinton was on NBC's Meet the Press. Another major winter storm is bearing down on the Midwest and Plains states before rolling onto the eastern U.S. later this week. Bruce Terry is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and says a blizzard watch is already in effect in some areas.
Very heavy snows from Oklahoma and Kansas through Missouri, eventually into the lower Great Lakes, including Chicago and Detroit, and eventually into parts of the northern Mid-Atlantic states and New England. And just to the south of that heavy snow band, there's going to be a very significant freezing rain / icing event.
Terry says Chicago, Kansas City, Detroit, and Milwaukee are all likely to get significant snowfall. A strong tropical cyclone is headed for areas of Australia that are still struggling to recover from recent flooding. Stuart Cohen in Sydney reports the storm is expected to reach hard-hit Queensland State by midweek.
State Premier Anna Bligh is calling it a serious threat.
In addition to a very significant cyclone, possibly one of the largest we have ever seen in Queensland, we expect to see this event become a significant rainfall event in areas to the south and surrounding where it crosses the coast.
Bligh says many communities which were flooded earlier this month could flood again as several inches of rain fall into their already full dams and rivers. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The Commerce Department says Americans stepped up their spending at the end of last year, fueled by bargain prices and bigger paychecks. Consumer spending was up 0.7% last month, while personal income was up 0.4%. For all of last year, consumer spending increased 3.5%. That's the biggest gain in 3 years. Analysts say consumer spending is a key factor in the growth of the U.S. economy. This is NPR News from Washington. At least 5 people are dead in Pakistan in 2 bomb attacks today. One of the blasts killed a senior police official in Peshawar. A new report finds that injuries are on the rise in professional football. The report by the NFL Players Union says injury rates in several categories have increased this season compared to the previous 8 seasons. NPR's Tom Goldman says these new numbers could play a part in labor negotiations between team owners and the union.
The report, titled Dangers of the Game, says during the 2010 regular season, 63% of NFL players had at least one injury. That compares to 59%, the average for regular seasons from 2002 to 2009. Numbers also increase greatly, according to the report, for players put on season-ending injured reserve, an indication, the union says, of more severe injuries. But the NFL says players go on IR for different reasons, not just because they're badly hurt. One of the sticking points in negotiations for a new labor contract is the owner's desire to extend the regular season by 2 games. The union says that would put players at more risk. The new report, in the union's mind, supports that position. And it's sure to be argued as the two sides try to avoid the league's first work stoppage since 1987. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
New government dietary guidelines are being released today. They call on Americans to eat fewer calories from solid fats and added sugars, and to eat more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, fat-free or low-fat milk products, and to reduce daily sodium intake. The average American gets 3,400 milligrams of sodium a day. The government advises reducing that to 1,500 milligrams for people 51 and older, as well as all African Americans. Recommended maximum is 2,300 milligrams for everyone else. This is NPR News.